As he arrived at the entrance of the city, a widow was gathering sticks there. Elijah called out to her, "Please bring me a small cupful of water to drink." She left to get it, and he called out, "And bring me along a bit of bread." She answered, "As the Lord your God lives, I have nothing baked. There's only a handful of flour in my jar and a little oil." Elijah said to her, "Do not be afraid. Go and do as you propose." And in the Gospel from Mark, we hear, Jesus sat down opposite the treasury and observed how the crowd put money into the treasury. Many rich people put in large sums. A poor widow also came and put in two small coins, worth a few cents. Calling his disciples to himself, he said to them, "Amen, I say to you, this poor widow put in more than all the other contributors to the treasury, for they have all contributed from their surplus wealth, but she, from her poverty, has contributed all she had, her whole livelihood." This is the Gospel of our Lord. These first and third readings for Sunday, November 8th, are fitting ones during this month when we pray for our beloved deceased in a special way. In both readings, we encounter a widow. In Hebrew, the word for widow, almana, literally means an empty house or a desolate place. So we who have lost a loved one, we are all widows, whether male or female, married or single, young or old. We have experienced that emptiness and desolation that comes from loss. We are bereft of the precious physical presence of our loved one, and our lives are changed, and so are we. We will never be the same without them near us. As we face our sadness, which is especially evident during holiday times, anniversary, or when we're in the presence of certain family and friends, and so many other things as well, we can look to our two widows and each other for consolation and support. The first widow, whom Elijah encounters, suffers from many of the problems that most widows around the world suffer. Loneliness, being a single parent with limited resources, and therefore stretched to her limits. Possibly some of you are experiencing some of these setbacks also. Though overextended, this widow finds time to respond to Elijah's request. Why? Because she trusts in the promise, "Do not be afraid." Many times as we go through our different stages of grief, this is easier said than done. But her faith and reliance on this promise enabled her to heed the instinct of hospitality and share her food. And we know the rest of the story. There was enough for at least a year. So too with the widow in Mark's Gospel. She contributed following her instinct of generosity, which Jesus himself marveled at, and gave her two coins, probably worth a few cents. She gave all that she had. Both widows and all of us listening, especially those who have suffered the loss of a loved one recently, have learned the value of such things as food and money. As Saint Teresa of Avila wrote, "It is love alone that gives worth to all things." Compared to the love, the loss of the love each widow once shared, these other things that previously might have been deemed very important and precious are given a different place in her list, in their list of priorities. The importance of things is relativized. Haven't we all experienced this? That death is a great teacher. It teaches us how precious the gift of a loving relationship is, more precious than any fine or abundant food or precious stones. The two widows were willing to share their lesser gifts because they had already given away their most precious ones. The gospel widow had already discovered her real treasure was not in gold. And so it was easier. It was easy for her to drop that in. These two widows are not alone in this discovery about what really matters. We learn it from the Master Teacher, Jesus Christ, who by dying, by giving himself up, destroyed death, relativized it, and by rising has restored life, the life of our loved ones and our own lives. This new consciousness of rising up with Christ, which we celebrate in every Eucharist, opens us to new expressions of risen life. Our loneliness can turn into solitude, and our prayer and sadness can direct us towards others, where we move more easily, following that instinct of hospitality and generosity. Death is certainly not something we look for. Death is certainly not something that is easy to bear. But through the celebration of Christ's death and resurrection, we and our loved ones are offered the promise of new life together, and we're told not to be afraid in the meantime. There's that anonymous prayer I'd like to close with for the bereaved. And it goes like this. We give our loved ones back to you, Lord, as you gave them to us. As you did not lose them in the giving, neither do we lose them in the return. What you give, you never really take away. What is yours is always ours. Also, if we are yours. Draw us closer to yourself as you drew the little children to you, so that we may be closer to our loved ones who are with you. Amen.